Today on the Red Patriot Show, I'm happy to have on David Sumrall of StopHate.com. David Sumrall created StopHate in 1992 as a result of the LA riots to bridge the divide and bring peace and healing through educating people of the division supported by the media with a focus on communication and community. They have participated in peaceful protests, rallies, and community meetings to help open communication and educate people that not everyone chooses hate as a first response. Fast forward to now, they have been active in local communities and developing relationships with other social media influencers to build a bigger team, pull resources, and spread their message to a bigger audience and organize toward what their vision of victory looks like.
There you go.
Zoom is so fun. I know it's deep state, but I'm like, it's still everybody uses it. I'm like, it's okay. It's like somebody out here will create a good alternative to it. Like Mike Lindell or somebody will create like a Zoom something.
Yes. I'm ready for all those, not just conveniences, but securities. You know, that's the thing. Everything, you lose our content, lose everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So, honestly, the only really question I was going to have, tell my audience just kind of what you guys do at StopHate and kind of what got you into this and a little bit about your story.
Well, I tell you, the LA riots really got me into this. My wife was pregnant around that time with my son. And, you know, when you're about to bring a kid into the world and you see something terrible going on, you say, what can I do to make the world a better place? How can I fix part of this problem or help at least? And we decided that what the media was doing with that was fanning the flames of hatred and trying to sow division, not mend it. And you know, we just did everything we could locally, whatever. You can't do anything from Texas to California to put the fires out, but you can start local, try to prevent misunderstandings, try to communicate better and encourage that kind of give and take. And along the way, you know, there's 92 along the way, we've, you know, completely lost the ability to have a civil debate. You know, there's no grace left in our society either way for anybody for any reason. And if I can prove you wrong, I'm going to rub it in your face the rest of your, you know, it's just stupid. And we've got to try to get back to the basics on all that stuff. But anyway, you know, I took on the Klan and the Nation of Islam back in the 90s. We did a lot of, you know, youthful, bravada, you know, we were ready to, I was ready to take on anybody, you know, and that's okay too, but we got so many death threats and people.
I'll bet.
So we backed down and tried to be Switzerland for a long time until the Kavanaugh and Covington cases came along. And, you know, I finally called the Democrats out and said, hey, you guys are evil. And since then I've come out to say, hey, the Republicans are really not that much different than you in a lot of ways. And I think it's a uniparty. So as frustrating as that is to say, it's kind of where we live, and we've never seen them get along in such peace and harmony over us trying to tell us, we the people, what to do, and people are sick of it. So in January, we went to D.C. on the 6th to help cover. You know, I've got a little video team. We're a ragtag little crew, but we get it done. And so we put that documentary out, Writing History, and it's 37 minutes of powerful truth. Shows all four murders by the Capitol Police on January 6th, all four, not just one, not just two. It shows Antifa, it shows FBI, it shows all the actors that everyone in our government said did not exist. The Red Pill Expo, we did a really big presentation back on June 5th, and told about the FBI, told about all these things, showed the four murders, and it's taken this long for people to catch on a little bit because of the censorship, because of the media slant. And, you know, the New York Times came out with their big hit piece. And then, of course, HBO has just put out the trailer for their big hit piece. And that's all they are.
They're coming out with one. I hadn't seen that. Oh, gosh. HBO is.
Watch the trailer. There's a trailer. Yes.
It's going to make me want to punch the TV. I don't know if I should. I'm like, I'm going to want to break our TV.
you are not far off. Let me tell you, I put an article out on it. I don't know, maybe 2 months ago saying, get ready because this is going to be just that. And so what I was talking to an attorney about last night was, look, once this HBO thing's out, how are these people going to get a fair trial? You know,
exactly.
Because this really, it does not help the prosecution to know that this kind of slam article is going to be used against the, and anyone that sees it is going to be biased, whether they want to be
exactly.
Or not.
Yeah.
So one-sided. And
I know. Yeah.
So even the way our politicians on both sides frame this argument, the way I tell people, just to be honest, if anyone even uses the word insurrection, they're not on our side.
Yeah.
The only insurrection is from the government. That's against the people. And we didn't go for that. And, you know, while we're on the misconception topic, people compare the Antifa and BLM riots and they say, look, they didn't get in trouble for what they did. Well, the people that went to January 6th didn't go to riot. They didn't go to fight. They were attacked. We've proven this in our videos where Antifa was attacking the police with steel balls until the police threw those first grenades that infuriated that crowd. And they said, we're not going to stand for that. And then they just gave them mace baths the rest of the day. But everyone says that, you know, you've got to treat the people the same as you do Antifa. No, Antifa and BLM showed up to fight and to break and burn. We showed up to stand against a stolen election and were attacked and fought back. That's a hugely different thing. And, you know, I can ramble on about that for a long time because there's so many instances.
It's so frustrating.
Both Republican and it is. And we've got to be bigger than that and stand up together and say, hey, quit using that kind of language. Words matter.
Yeah.
You people are stealing things from us and taking the meaning. And, you know, it was the most patriotic day in history. The people did what they are supposed to do, and they're trying to ruin it. They're trying to steal the meaning. They're trying to, you know, absolutely make us into domestic terrorists.
Well, of course, because they don't want us to start forensic audits and actually see what the numbers really showed and stuff. And even with the Arizona audit came out, because I know some people who were really discouraged because it said, oh, it still said Biden won. I'm like, one piece of paper said Biden won, but there is all that fraud. I'm like, you can't tell who won with all that fraud. I mean, and that's why they don't want us to look in those machines and to do forensic audits
that's
in our states and counties. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And you know what's really funny about that? When you think about it, it did prove that there was fraud that they said didn't even exist. There was zero fraud. Wait a minute. Well, at least we've proven there was fraud. So let's go ahead and operate under the assumption that you were wrong in the first place. We were right in the first place. Now let's dig deeper and see how many dead people voted, how many illegals voted, how many, you know, that's how you get to the bottom of things. And it's the same with January 6th. I promise you, you know, we had video that we thought was really important. As we dig around on the internet, we find more. Then we put out tips at stophate.com. People send us things. And we've gotten, you know, hundreds and hundreds of, you know, videos and pictures and accounts from people. We work with the prisoners. We work with the lawyers. And, you know, right now, let me tell you, the most important thing that we can do, and this is a call to action to your audience as well. And I don't care if it's $5 or $100 or $1,000. Yep. Whatever you can do, you need to do it right now. Here's the situation. Listen, I talked to Jake Lang last night and his mother. They are starving these people. They are cutting their rations back. They're down to one piece of bologna instead of two. Now, the food they get is crap in the first place, but when you get less and less of it. So what they're trying to do is torture these men and women into submission so they'll take the plea.
Nazi tactics is what it is. Yep.
That's exactly what it is. So we've helped start this promise that people can donate to just so we can put money on their commissary accounts so that they can eat. So they can still buy food, but they are not getting food. So, you know, literally to eat decent in there can cost you $100 a week or $150 a week. Literally, you can eat that in there because the price is because of what it is. And a lot of these people have zero support. Some of these fundraisers I've seen that these people have been doing gifts and goes for months have $800, $400. I'm thinking, where is the American public on this? Are we not outraged enough to give up a dinner a month, to give up a tank of gas, to give up something to help these people? That's where my heart is. I've given up a lot, and I'm not expecting people to do what I do, but I expect you to do as General Flynn says and support the people who are fighting and standing up for our freedom and liberty. That's from the general himself. Let's all take that order and pitch it. If we all just gave a dollar or two, a week to each. Yeah. And we started the Department of Defense. And what that is a place to house all the fundraisers. So if people are looking for fundraisers, go to stophate.com, look up the Department of Defense. If you want
and to all your information will be actually below the graphics on this video. So as we're all talking, your website's going to be there. Yep.
That's great. That's great. Well, listen, the Department of Defense is one, the prayer group, there's a Patriot prayer group. There's a letter writing, you know, you can write letters to these people and send them encouragement. I promise you, I talked to them. When they receive these letters, it gives them hope and encouragement that they so desperately need to keep their spirits up. It's horrible what they're suffering through. And you know, I was at
they're like prisoners of war in their own country.
That's
exactly what I mean. My dad and I love watching Hogan's Heroes and like the old show. And I watched that and I'm like, that's exactly, and it's a funny show, but it's like, that's exactly what we're seeing here. Prisoner of war camps is what they're doing with the January 6th people in their own country.
Take Jake Lang the other day, went to court, and the judge says, look, if I let you out, you've got more charges than anyone. If I let you out, I've got to let everybody out. They're going to have to let everyone out. So I'm not going to be the one that does that, says the judge. I'm not going to be responsible for sinking this ship for everybody. I'm not going to let you out because then everyone else would have to be let out, and I'm not going to do it. That's no reason. That's the wrong reason.
Yeah.
And if justice is not being served, it's going to be up to us to get more involved in not only the funding, but the system itself. We need to run for office. We need to get people like us. And the question I ask people is, who represents you? Who's your voice? Who sounds like you when they get up there and talk? Everybody's always like, well, nobody really. We can get rid of them. Get them out of here.
They're exactly. You run for it. School board, governor, you know? Senate. Like, anything. Local dog catcher. I mean, it's everybody run for, like I said, I'm a youth precinct captain. So, I mean, I'm a youth precinct captain now and stuff. So we just actually helped vote on somebody who's going to go to get the, on the Republican who's going to run up against the Democrat for the special election when Tom Buford passed away, which he was a rhino for the most part and stuff. And it's like, it's not hard to do. So that's why I tell people, just do whatever you can. If you can, like I said, you can be the dog catcher. Or like that's something, right. Anything, just do something.
Well,
just
do something. The thing is just to get active in your community. And we say it three times every say, you know, when we say it, well, local, because that's where it all starts. That's
local action leads to national impact. Yep.
It does. Just like General Flynn said. Yep. That's exactly right. And here's the thing. Look at like guys, Sheriff Mack, you know, for example, they know that the sheriff can protect the people at the county level from a tyrannical government. So we have the power as the people. We need to realize that it's not by the government for the government. It's by the people for the people. That's us. And the people that were the original auditors that went to D.C., you know, and the ones that paid the ultimate price. Let's talk about the four for just a second. Ashley Babbitt. I went to her birthday celebration last Sunday and met with her family and friends and President Trump submitted a video. Did you see that? Did you see what President Trump said?
Oh, I didn't. I didn't. Wow. That's
awful. Well, you know why? Because the media will not tell anyone. Now, listen, here's the President of the United States submitting a video for a fallen hero's birthday celebration memorial, and the media won't even put it out. That's the President of the United States making a public statement. But since you missed it, since they won't show you, I'm going to tell you, and this will be a big break for your audience.
Oh, yeah.
And you can push.
I'll have to have
over.
You send me that video or the link to it if it's out, because I definitely want to see. Yeah.
I'll send it to you. You can stick it on the end of this video, but I'm going to spoil it for you right now and tell you that the president said we need an investigation open into Ashley's murder. I mean, that's just the bottom line. We need that. And we know. You know, my friend Taylor Hanson is the one that helped break the name of Michael Leroy Byrd, you know, at a time where the Democrats tried to give him a pardon and say he was a hero and he stopped this whole thing. And, you know, we all know his cold-blooded murder. So there's a big difference between history and a fairy tale. We're trying to write history. They're trying to sell a fairy tale.
Yeah.
And they are running out of time so fast, it's making their heads spin. And that's because of people like you and me out there just push. And we need more help, do we not? Isn't that your number one thing?
That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm trying to get more young people, because other than me and Alex and a few others, we're the only young people like doing it out here. And I'm like, we need other young people help, because we've got fire and the energy and the passion, like the young Gen Zs and stuff. I'm like, we just need to get them on, but we need to get them on the right side.
But you're smart. You know social media. You were built, you know, you were raised with a computer and a cell phone in your hand. You know things we don't. Y'all can share things in ways that somebody my age didn't really even understand. I try, but that's difficult. I do good to
That's
turn
why
it
God
on
gives you kids. That's why God gives you kids exactly. To understand the new technologies. Kids and grandkids, it's like they help like their moms and grandparents to understand the new technologies that come along. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. That's right. It's crazy. It is crazy. But, you know, thank God for all these things. We call them bad. And we say that, you know, technology is evil and all, but having these kind of conversations, even if it's the devil's tools, we're using them for good. And, you know, I told somebody the other day, if I can make a buck off the devil to give to the people that need it, I will do that if I have to. I mean, it's just
defund
one of those
the
things.
Deep state. It's exactly what Clay was talking about at his workshop last week. Defund the deep state. Just take it all away. It's like, hey, and take it all away and support.
Refund the kingdom. I mean, that's what it's all about. So, you know, as a Christian, that's first.
Exactly.
So this is all kingdom business, every bit of it. But my perspective on that, people say, well, you're super hateful sometimes about things. No, wait a minute. There's a difference between hateful and brutally honest. You know, and I'm not here to judge you or condemn you. I'm here to help save you. I'm here to offer you hope. But there's some things that need to be called out as sin. And I'm not perfect, so I'm not casting the first stone. I will try to bring the truth to you so that, and I want you to do the same to me. You see me stumble, you see me fall down, pick me up. Don't hit me with a rock and keep me on the ground. We kill our own. We kill our own so much, and it's horrible.
Yeah.
Instead of picking them up saying, look, Sam, I fell down before myself, or come on, Bob, let's go, man. And look, just don't do it again. You're forgiven if you don't continue that same kind of stuff. But, you know, we really have to come back to the family unit, you know, and when I tell
Very
people
much.
We have, you know, daddy issues, our father issues on this earth, that's one thing. But when you compare it to our Father in heaven, that's really where it starts. And our country as a whole has got away from the whole morality of our Christian foundation. So that's the world we live in. And it's really up to us. I blame the church. You know, I'm the church.
That's where it starts. Yep. That's, the people of God.
We didn't vote our faith and our convictions. We voted to be tolerant and turn the other cheek. And, you know, that's not what we were called to do. We had an opportunity to make this into the best place on earth, as close to heaven as possible, to help, you know, the world with our country. And we do to an extent, but I think we can do a lot more, a lot better with this new heavenly team that we're building. And, you know, that event at Clay Clark's was so fantastic, because that's exactly, I lost you.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. I could see the picture for your Zoom. It's good. It's like when traveling, sometimes you go through spotty reception.
Yes. Well, I got a call on the other line, and it took me away for a second to see if I'm back.
Oh, gotcha. No, you're good. You're good.
There you go.
Could be the deep state trying to mess with our conversation. Like I said, I've had so many problems with my technology, like for the past months, it's been ridiculous. And it's not all been Wi-Fi related problems. My computer and phone have been doing things I've never seen them do before. And I'm like, this is just weird. And so I'm like, someone's messing with me. Huh?
Were you in DC on January 6th?
I actually wasn't even awake then. I've always been a conservative and stuff, but I wasn't really out of the matrix on pretty much anything else until about January 20th. So,
wow. So that was the pow. Yeah.
Well, just seeing a lot of the weird stuff on the 20th, I don't know, it just was weird. But then seeing what they did to everybody on the 6th, because we had some friends who were there. And so they were posting on Facebook and like telling people like, hey, the media is saying all this stuff is happening. We're here. We're at these places. It's not happening the way the media is putting it. And I'm like, okay, so somebody's not telling the truth here. And I'm like, I'm more apt to believe our friends than the people out here who get paid millions of dollars and stuff. And that's why when it kind of started, the wheels started turning. And then like, obviously, saw the fraud and knew they stole the election, and I'm like, something's wrong here.
Let me tell you, this is what happened immediately. The powers that be said, let's confiscate all the phones, let's take all the laptops, let's take as much evidence from these key leaders, let's send the FBI to hold people at gunpoint and handcuff them and steal from their homes and take all their gear. Yeah. Even if we don't charge them, and we're going to steal so that they can't get that. So what Pelosi tried to say was that the congressional staff, the congressional media was the only media that mattered. They were the eyes and ears of the riot. But we've got a million citizen journalists with phones that were the eyes and ears of the protest. So there's a riot versus protest mentality. So this whole 14,000 hours that they won't release, they know that it's so lackluster that they've stalled long enough for HBO to come out with their press release. This is basically the press release of the left. You know who makes the video? You know who's the HBO person in charge of this documentary?
Who?
Nancy Pelosi's daughter.
Nepotism right there. And it's like you keep it all in the family. Well, all these people who own CNN and NBC and that are on the boards and all these, and including the medical industries too, like, and stuff, everybody's related to so-and-so, or like brother-in-law or sister-in-law or second cousins. It's all one big family. I was going to say one big happy family. Well, it's not a happy family. It's one big evil family.
Yes, absolutely. And that's how it works. People don't know. So she sent letters out to people. Oh, I want to get your side. I did a Bush movie. I try to be really neutral. I want to hear your position. I'm trying to help. And it goes around and tricks people into doing interviews and then makes this massive hit piece under false pretense. And, you know, it's all to get their point across. They want to get their narrative. They're trying to starve these people. You know, they're telling people that walked in and walked out, you're going to get 20 to 35 years, 40 years. No kidding. No kidding, 20 years for walking in a building, walking out. But if we starve you and keep you in solitary confinement and don't let you commute, don't let you shave or cut your hair if you won't take the jab, if we beat you into submission to where you'll do anything to get free, then we'll give you a year if you'll just say it was you. And sadly, some of these people are getting, you know, we saw the Q shaman guy, you know, he finally pled out. He's like, I can't take it anymore. He was in no position in the first place. My friend Coy Griffin was in with him for 9 days. Coy Griffin is a county commissioner.
Yeah.
They kept him in solitary confinement for 9 days with no shower, no phone calls, no nothing. 9 days. He's a county commissioner. What can they do to you? What can they do to me? What can they do to people that don't have a voice, that don't have any money to defend themselves, that don't know about social media?
They're not supposed to even take confessions under those things, because if they've gone a certain amount, that's Nazi psychological warfare. I mean, because they're not supposed to, because it breaks down your spirit. I mean, even when they were doing tests in the wars, like, they agreed, like, hey, we're not going to use these on our prisoners of war because it's just that it's too bad. But that's exactly what they're doing to Americans in D.C. And it's so awful. I mean, awful is not even the word. Like I said, I could think of literally the worst combination of curse words that I could think of, and still it would not even come close to what these people are doing to our fellow men and women of America. It's ridiculous.
So, you know, under the, you know, regular laws of human decency, you know, you let your people still practice their religion. Even if they're in prison, they get to practice their religion, right? Well, these guys don't get church on Sundays. If they have a Bible, it gets confiscated all the time. And it's not a Bible. I'm talking about people mail in pages of scriptures. That's their Bibles, because they can't have books, all these different things. And rules, you know, the strict rule. But here's the thing. The only publications that they have ready access to are all anti-American propaganda and Muslim religious philosophy. They're trying
Inception.
Oh, let me tell you, they're trying to make these guys look down every morning and hate the color of their own skin. That's the whole thing they're trying to reprogram. And if you listen to the rulings from these judges, the thing they're saying at the end of the day is they don't show remorse. They don't show that they've changed. So we're going to give them this sentence because they still think there was election fraud. We have proven that there was fraud. So now let's just throw that out and let all these people go. But yet we see this shadow government administration fakers. Yeah. And listen, I know you're good researcher, all these things. I like these couple little tidbits. during the impeachment trials, they had an interview, and after the impeachment trials, they're talking about, well, at least President Trump, or at least some people, I know it wasn't Trump, he's never admitted, but at least some of the people are starting to admit that Joe Biden is the legitimate president. What does that have to do with? I mean, exactly. What is admitting? That's like a whole different story. It shouldn't even be talked about. And that's their focus. So you know this is all a mind game.
Yeah.
They are not legitimate. They do not have authority over me. The FBI does not have, nobody has that authority if they're not working for us, we the people, the correct and proper governmental system of the United States.
So, we're their bosses. It's like we are their bosses. They answer to us.
That's right.
Working for the American people, they answer to us. There's a new movie out. Because did you see the God's Not Dead movies when they came out while back? Like the have you heard about the new one, We the People?
No, have I?
Oh, they can't. It was only in theaters for 3 days because theaters wouldn't let it stay on for like a normal length of time. But it's all about, it's got Judge Jeanine in it. I know because she plays a bad judge in there, but it's all about parents who are homeschooling their kids. And so, but they're trying to put CRT, they want to because they're wanting to mandate like what parents can teach their children at home and stuff. Sure. And so Judge Jeanine's character says, like, if your children are not in schools by Monday, you will be in contempt of court. And so what it is he actually goes to Washington. And so he's there in front of, I think, like the Board of Education or some type of board there, David A.R. White's character. And on the trailer for it, he's there saying, he's like, these statues, these monuments say that you work for us. And then the guy's like, you are in contempt. And he's like, you work for me. And I know. I've actually not even seen it yet. We're actually watching it tonight. We're actually watching it tonight. And stuff here, but I'll send you the link to it because it's supposed to be an amazing movie, and it's called We the People, and I'm like, yes,
I love that. Well, we need a big old compilation from January 6th, same thing, because it's our house, and I mean, you know, that's what people are chanting. You know, they're chanting our house, while the cops are throwing grenades and tear gas, and you know, trying to start World War VII, and. You know, I don't know, for them to come out and say it was an insurrection and then for them to say in the impeachment trials there were zero weapons, zero guns, no firearms, and all the lies. We see Officer Sicknick had a stroke at night. You know, I had a guy on my show that witnessed when Sicknick had his stroke that day. And it wasn't under duress. Oh. It wasn't during a battle. He was standing over on the side. He fell over. All the other police went up and said, here, drink some water. And my buddy, the paramedic guy over there, is saying, no, he needs medical attention. He needs help. He's in a bad way. And they're, oh, he's just tired. He said, no. That, I can tell you right now, something's wrong with that guy. You need it. And they didn't. They sent him home, and he died. Now, if he was ever hit in the head during that day or really sprayed with some spray, you know that your workman's comp is not going to let you go home without a doctor's inspection. They're not going to let you go home and have a hemorrhage in your brain and get sued. Workman's comp would dictate that you need to have an assessment before you go home. You need a doctor to sign off that you're okay. So he never got hit in the head. He never got really sprayed down bad, or they would have been checking him out. The spray didn't kill him. The stroke did. He had one that day, and he had two more that night. And the police are negligent because they didn't give him the medical attention that he needed that day. They sent him home to die.
Negligent homicide. So, people go to jail for that kind of thing. I'm laying for a long time. Yep.
And we're busting these stories left and right. They can't keep us down. We just, you know, that's why I like coming on shows. I promise you, this is the attention. This is the grassroots. Like you said, you know, the youth, if we can ever get the youth plugged in, there's so much energy and creativity there that, you know, take pieces of our videos and blow them into big things and blast them all over your social media.
I'm already getting on to TikTok and Snapchat, and I'm starting to learn how to clip videos and stuff.
Yes,
and and stuff. So I have some people who are some pretty big influencers actually in TikTok. They're also conservatives, and so they're kind of starting to help me learn how to do and stuff. Because, like I said, I'm wanting to get my content out there. Because particularly, I actually just did an episode yesterday myself on the new season of American Horror Story. Because a lot of a lot of people don't know what it's about because a lot of them aren't watching, of course, because it's MK Ultra. They're still Satanists, but I'm still watching it because the first part of the season was about blood drinkers, literally people who drink blood. And then the second part has Dumbs beneath the White House.
Oh, speaking of blood drinkers, did you see where Mr. Clinton is in the hospital for some kind of blood disorder? Yeah,
no.
He got sepsis. Infected blood. I guess he got a bad batch. Oh, did I say that? I'm sorry. He must have got some bad stuff. But anyway, he got a little treatment. They said he was feeling in better spirits. I don't know if that's because he consumed a couple or what.
I know. It's crazy. And like I said, the American Horror Story, this is the literally most in your face that I've ever seen. And like I said, a lot of people don't know. And I'm like, and literally actually in my episode, I took a few of the clips from episodes because I recorded with my phone. And one of them, actually, one of the characters is talking to a lady because one of the characters steals babies. So that the lady can drink her blood. And so she says, listen to me. She's like, newborn blood is the elixir of the gods. She's like, it makes veal taste like horse blank. And I'm like, that is in mainstream media. American Horror Story is written.
That is in our food products too. The flavorings. We know these things. And listen, this whole adrenal whatever thingy dilly that they talk about that'll ban you. I know, right? So it's like the fountain of youth. We know that now. That was the biggest myth to make people want to be young. We see it in cosmetics. We see it in
the aborted fetal cells and everything that, I mean, people like Ellen DeGeneres and Oprah have pushed on their shows. Yeah.
We see it in the vaccines. We see it.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere. So when you start looking at that and the evil that's involved with this whole thing, and you know, where are you going to put your faith in God, or are you going to put your faith in science and the government? I choose God every single time. He's never lost a battle. And I promise you, we are in a spiritual warfare. But, you know,
it's a battle right now. It's a battle of wills between, are we going to stand up for like the future generations and for the children and for the ones who've been done wrong to, like the January 6th people and all this. And it's like, or are we just going to sit by and let them just continue to do it? And so it's good to see, because a lot of people are starting to wake up on this stuff, particularly with the vaccine stuff coming out with all the Project Veritas drops. A lot of people are waking up with those, with the COVID stuff, which is good.
Well, let me tell you something. You remember the Alamo in Texas? You remember everybody talks about the Alamo and
remember the Alamo?
They were heroes. They stood. They knew they were going to get killed if nobody came to help them. They just knew it. You know, if we don't get reinforcements, we're going to die.
Yeah.
So they asked for reinforcements. We didn't send them. You know, it's kind of like the first Benghazi, if you ask me. Yeah. There might have been something Houston knew, or somebody knew, or Travis or Crockett, that they didn't want to grow. You know, we don't know. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Our January 6th people are our modern day Alamo. They are asking for help. They've put themselves out in the fight for liberty and freedom and justice. Ashley Babbitt deserves justice. But every single one of these persons, you know, there's almost 700 people now that have been charged that are either in jail or in home confinement and can't leave their house. Got an ankle bracelet. Or they're pending. And we've had two suicides from FBI harassment. Two people have killed. I mean, people don't know these things. So the more we can get on shows like this and spread this message. But listen, StopHate.com, writing history. People need to watch that and share it. It's just truth. I don't narrate it. It's not watch this. It's just let it happen. You'll see it. Have tissue. Very graphic. We show the deaths. But, you know, it's just that, you know, people... Yeah. It's downloadable for free if people will put it on their own device, their own computer, because they're banning it everywhere. They don't want the truth out there.
Because you're over the target. That's why. That's why they take it down when you're over the target. Yep.
That's right. That's right. So we've got a big deal November 6th and 7th, speaking in Louisiana at the Red Pill Expo and doing a presentation.
Oh, I've heard about that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Dr. Shiva and old Dale Bigelow, a bunch of people going to be there. So it'll be really neat. But we're doing January 6th. We're going to do a recap from our last presentation, June 5th, where we broke the story on all this stuff. We're going to talk about all of it that we've proven that was true from our first documentary. Nothing in our documentary has been disproven at all. We've been so fortunate to have gotten the video of the truth, not just conjecture. But we're, then we're doing a highlight on the prisoners. You know, that's what this is all about. We need to fund their commissary. We need to fund their lawyers. We need, listen, these public defenders are trying to work these people into jail. Even some of the lawyers that are supposed to be good are not. There's very few of the lawyers that are trying to represent these people that are actually good guys. These lawyers are dragging them out into deep water, charging them an arm and a leg, and trying to convince them to take a plea. What kind of lawyer is that? Not my kind. That's the kind that gets fired. You're fired. Yep. Throw a Donald Trump on him and get another one. So
you're fired.
You're fired. Like, so, yeah, I mean, we're up against it in this. And this is how so we have an opportunity to save the people at the Alamo today by supporting them, by feeding them while they're willing to take the 30 years. They're willing to take. So all these people that have been arrested have already sacrificed their lives. Y'all have to understand this. They've already said, I'm dead. Take me. I'm dead. I'm not going to take a plea. I did nothing wrong. I'm not going to let this government. And these are simple people without big savings. They're simple, just like you and me, not a big thing going. And they're taking on the full weight of our federal government in the most heinous attack on the freedom of individual citizens that we've ever, ever seen. So this is the time. And I don't want violence. Yes. I think that's ignorant. But I want people on both sides to realize who's in charge of this division, who started this fight. And then all of us come together and just finish it real quick. That's what we need to do.
And that's just because there's a lot more of us than there are of them. That's why they don't want us banding together, because they want to keep us divided, whether it's keeping churches divided based on denominations or keeping people divided based on party lines or like what type of gender or sex they identify with, which, like I said, I'm a Christian. I don't believe that's something from God, but I'm like, look, I'm like, if you're standing for freedom, hey, God still loves you and Christ still wants to save you. But I'm like, come together. Cause I'm like, I can have somebody on my right and somebody on my left. But I like, I don't care. It's like coming together. No. That's what they don't want. Cause there are way more of us than there are of them, which January 6th showed. Like, I forget how many, the number, like, wasn't it like a million or something?
Oh, yeah.
I forget. Something like that. 1.2 or something like that. Million. And there's way more of us. And stuff than there are of them. Well, and that's what they're afraid of.
All the more reason to try to shut down a million people. And that's what the FBI is doing. They're not investigating. They're building a case. They have so many names already. They've started arresting people that were just on the grass. They're trying to put everybody on a list, take their voting rights for one.
Fear-mongering.
Take their travel. And so that's why nobody wants to go to a rally now. They're like, no, look at what happened last time. And I think I'll stay home. If that works, they win, folks. We got to get back out in the street. I mean, personally, I say we go back to D.C. I've been dying to go back to D.C., but, you know.
I want to go. Like I said, I wasn't at the January 6th. So I'm like, I want to go. I'm like, I want to go.
Well, you know, I think our house might need some renovations. And I think we, the people, are in charge of our house. I think it's ultimately ours. And if I want to go lock it down for a couple of months with my bicycle locks around the outside gate, I think that's well within my purview. And I think if enough people felt like that, we could either starve them out or starve them in and say, y'all don't work here anymore. We're not trying to overthrow the government. We're trying to replace the corrupt individuals inside. Yeah. And let's put a bunch of rookies in there that can follow the system. You know, back in 1777, 78, 79, we were new, but we got it done. That's the thing people have to realize.
Exactly.
Until here's a good thing. You want to reach across to both sides. I got an idea. And I would really want to push this. So jump on board here. Let's do this.
Okay.
Let's have a conversation with people on the left about term limits. Let's join together as we, the people, not about abortion, not about states' rights, not about black and white, not about sex or religion or anything except term limits. And let's just prove to ourselves and let's just prove to our keepers that they don't love us. Let's just prove it. Let's ask them for, let's set it way out there. Let's just say it's a 30-year term limit. That's a long time. You might as well be a Supreme Court justice. I promise you they'll say no. I promise you they'll say no. That will prove to both sides that we need to get rid of every last one of them. Why can't we do that? Let's do that. Isn't that a good idea?
I think so. Yeah, exactly. Prove to the ones who think that these people actually care about them and love them. It's like, we're the ones who care about our fellow Americans. Black, white, yes. Red, yellow, don't matter. It's like gender, yes. Sexual orientation, whatever. It's like, don't matter. We're all Americans. And it's like, we're the ones that care. And it's like, they're the ones that don't.
They yeah. divide. And here's the thing. If you know China owns them, and you know that China owns media, and China owns Biden, and China owns Clinton, and China owns Obama. And, you know, we know these things. But when you take everything down to your health issues and politicize them, like we said, race, sex, age, weight, height, all these things, they politicize everything just to divide us. And at the end of the day, what I tell everybody is, if you watch the news, you would think we hate each other. But if you go to the grocery store, you're going to see people all sizes, shapes, and colors helping each other reach the water on the bottom, put in the thing, reach the deal on the top. Can I help you? How you doing? Nod and saying hello. That's reality. That's what people need to understand. It's not, but you know, if you don't get out of your shell and you stay protected in your home and you don't get out and mingle with people and have some of these icebreakers.
Because of COVID. That's why they're like, everybody stay at home, everybody quarantine, everybody wear a mask so nobody can see anybody smiling. Because sometimes I have a really big smile. I smile at pretty much everybody. So that's why I don't wear masks. And so just because sometimes smiling at somebody can just make their day. And then you just start a conversation. I've had so many conversations with people in the line at the grocery store or at Starbucks, or which I can say another deep state, but and like at all these places. And just started talking with them about whether it's COVID stuff or whatever. And it's whenever, and usually I put in something about me being a conservative or like, or like a Trump supporter or just something to where they can see that, wow, this girl isn't a racist. She's not mean. She's not this. So it's like you destroy that narrative that the media has tried to paint of people who support Trump, who are like conservative, who think there was election fraud. So they're like, wow, she's actually really nice. And for the most part, I've had people tell me you're actually nicer than a lot of the people on our side. And I'm like, that's destroying the narrative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a win-win. And listen, I tell people, look, don't talk about politics. Don't talk about things that you know you don't get along about. Why do that? Talk about barbecue. Talk about, you know, your job. Talk about your kids. Talk about the yard. Talk about whatever you do with your neighbors. But get outside, mingle with people. And, you know, there's so many things we need to start. Oh, hang on. I got to take that one down. Oh, you know what that,
you're good.
That's going to be.
You're good.
Let's see. Here we go.
You're good. Always technological difficulties.
No, that's my that's one of my videographers on the crew. He had a meeting with Dinesh D'Souza today, so hopefully we'll get some.
Nice. Oh, Dinesh is awesome. I love all of his stuff. Oh, man, I wish he would come out with another film. I'm like, man, I've seen his multiple times. I'm like, they're so good.
You get the breaking news. We had Philip Anderson do an interview with OAN News last night from my house. So that'll be coming out shortly. And
awesome.
Now we're trying to get some attention. So we're doing mini documentaries now on all the political prisoners. And JD has already been from Florida to California and back. And he's got way more to go. And if we can get a little bit more funding. Because, you know, I pretty much do all this out of our pocket. A couple of people have helped a little bit. And it helps. But we're trying to do a big knockdown, drag out, truth telling tour, and just really highlight the humanity, the normalness of all these people that the government's trying to hurt, and get people on board with it and show.
You guys need to have your own Clay Clark type event. Like, you guys need to make your own conference and do it like a J6 memoriam or something. Like,
that would be cool. That's a really good.
Well, that's
for us.
Well, like I said, that's the cool thing about this. Cause like I said, Clay kind of helped everybody start, you know, all of their events and stuff. Cause he started kind of gave the blueprint for it. And now everybody's out here starting their own. And like, you got Brad doing his own and you got everybody doing their own. And it's awesome. Cause it's just like, there's almost something like, there's something like every weekend now, like in different places, like events, 2-day events, 3-day events. You got General Flint going in all these places, Mike Lindell, Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, you got all these like events, and it's like there's no way to get to them all. I'm like, I wish that I had the money and could like get to them all, because I'm like, I'm a so poor college student.
I do. I know. No, I understand. I totally get that. So are you going to do any like event coverage? Is that what's in your future as far as your journey? Is it just a podcast? You going to step outside and do some stuff?
I definitely like to. Like I said, I just don't have the, I don't really know how to, but I'd love to. I'd love to do event type coverage. Well, I know I'll be in San Antonio and Dallas for the Clay's thing. I might go to Phoenix. We'll see. But I mean, I'd love to, like I said, I mean, I love talking to people and just going out here and doing anything new. I'm very adventurous and I'm like, hey, anything new, let's go, baby.
I like it. Well, here's the deal now. Since June, since we really came out with this and people have wanted to get on board and help, we've picked up some videographers, some graphic artists, some writers, some
nice.
I don't know. I think we've got 13 people on the team now, which includes some rally reporters, some street reporters, some street interviews. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to grow into doing a 24-hour stream on our stophate.com, stophate.tv, stophate.news. So maybe there's a home for you on one of these things. We can at least blow your podcast out, have some conversations.
Definitely talk. Yeah, that sounds great. There's millions of ideas out here, and it's so cool because particularly me being a young person, my major is management with a minor in marketing. So I mean that's why I picked it, because I'm kind of just, you give me something to do and I do it. I mean, I've helped Derek and them do some of the web. I'm going to be helping them do some of the website stuff. And like, I'm just, I've actually helped a few people start their own podcasts and videos and stuff. And I'm like, just everybody's got a voice, and I'm like, whatever your like passion is, whatever your niche, whatever your talents that God's gave you, use them, because there's a home for a place for everybody in this, and you're just as important as Mike Lindell or President Trump. I mean, everyone's just as important here, because everybody's voice matters. Yeah,
it's true, and that's what we tell people. Listen, there's a small still voice, whatever you want to call it, God or your conscience or something, saying, "Hey, you should do something." And if you say no, you're not going to be happy. You need to say yes. Get active, and there's a certain satisfaction and just having a conversation, whether anybody ever sees it or not. So it's not just about points and social media and this and that. We're actually, the way I look at it, I know the way you look at it is, and people like Scott Pressler. So we go out into the world and do things. We talk to people, or we'll have conversations with people. And that's what we bring back to share with social media. We don't live on social media. And bring people, you see what I'm saying? So there's a difference between being in the world and putting points on the board. There's room for both. But I think it's so important for people to realize that social media is a great way to put your points on the board without bragging almost. You know, go out and do something. Go to a rally, take some video, and come back and show people how exciting it is to get involved in things and tell about your experience and showcase some of the conversation. There's so much room for citizen journalism right now because nobody gets the truth from the media. So all we have is social media. I mean, it just makes sense. But listen, I can't thank you enough for this show that you do. I want to come back and talk to you again after my red pill thing, and I'll give you an update.
Oh, I'd love to hear about how that goes. Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, Artie. Well, thank you again so much, David, for coming on. I'm sure I will definitely have you back again really soon, and it'll be so great to continue talking with you.
Yeah, we're really getting a team built that is, you know, just like you, just like Clay's group. And we were all like-minded. We all love God and love America and our families. And we just want what's best for, you know, our people moving forward. And we can't go forward unless we fix what's going on right now. And I appreciate the help on getting the word out to the situation we're in and where our prisoners are, you know, in their struggle. And, you know, stophate.com, a lot of call to action items there. You can contact your senator from there as well. We have all the contact information for the House and Senate, and you know, whatever anybody needs, we're there to help. And tips at stophate.com. If anybody else has information that we can use on the 6th to, you know, add to the conversation to get our people free. But God bless you and your show. I appreciate you having me on today.
God bless you too. I'm going to keep you on here for just a second after I hit record. But yes, thank you again so much for coming on. All right. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.